Okay, we continue our travels through the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. As we have already seen over the past couple of days, there's a lot to say, and we will do what we can. Yesterday we touched on a little bit Ona'a, and Aputrapis, and Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, and Chatzi Shir B'Mitzvahs, some of the topics that came up yesterday. And we also read the Gemara about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That was the Gemara, but today we're going to talk a little bit more about this, the issue of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So first of all, what exactly is the Svara for, right, we're up to towards the bottom of the Yamud, but we're in the middle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. What exactly is the source for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? There's no Shlichas for a Dvar Aveira. So, there seem to be three different options given in the Mefarshim for the Svara of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The Sma in Zimun Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Beis, suggests that the Svara is that the Mishaleach does not think that the Shliach would really do it. It's an Aveira, so I didn't really have Gemira's Das that you would do it. That's the Svara, focused on the Mishaleach. The sender does not think that the Shliach is going to go through with it. So as we'll see, if there's a case that he should have known better, so then it's not going to be Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But that's Svara number one, says the Sma in Siman Kuf Pei Beis. The other option is what Tosfos says here in Dibur Maskil Amai, that the Shliach should have known better. The Shliach should have known better, focused on the Shliach. And the only case, and you take the words literally, and the Gemara says here, Dibri Harava, Dibri Tama, Dibri Mishomen, it's his fault. It's the Shliach's fault. He shouldn't have done the Aveira. And so that is the second option. And the third option is not focused on the Mishaleach or the Shliach, but focused on the Shlichut itself. Averos cannot be transferred through a Shliach. Averos cannot be transferred. Similar to what we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur, the Tosfos Rid, a mitzvah shebegufo. You can't ask somebody to put on tefillin for you. You can't ask somebody to sit in the sukkah for you. Some things are not nitan l'shlichus, just inherently. And that's what the Shita L'Mnot L'Mi here says. He says, ein batla Torah shlichus bidvar avera. That's his lashon. Batla Torah shlichus, that meaning not focus on the Mishaleach or focus on the Shliach, but batla Torah shlichus bidvar avera. So those are the three options focused on the Mishaleach doesn't think that the Shliach is going to do it. It's the Shliach's fault, or, and therefore we fault him and not the Mishaleach, or batla Torah shlichus is not nitav l'shlichus. A number of Nafka Mina come out, and again, many of the other Rishonim take one of these approaches. Number of Nafka Mina, what if the Shliach is b'shogeg? What if the Shliach doesn't know that what he's doing is Aser? So again, then the Mishaleach, if you see the first approach, and the Mishaleach knows that the Shliach doesn't know, then you can't say, I didn't think he would do it, because he's a Shogeg. So then the Mishaleach would be Chayev. And you can't say it's the Shliach's fault, because he didn't know about it. But if you say the last option, you can still say, even if he doesn't know about it, it's not Nitan L'Shlichus. And therefore, the Shlichus is still broken. The Tashbates discusses, this is quoted in the Ramah, this is what the Sma is commenting on there in Siman Kuf Pei Beis. The Tashbates says, what if the Shliach is a Muchzak to do this Avera? He always does this Avera. He's Muchzak, you know he's going to do the Avera. So again, that's what the Sma says, that if you know he's going to do the Avera, then you don't say Shliach L'Dvar Avera. In that case, the Mishaleach would be responsible, because you know he's going to do it. He's muchzak l'dvar aveira. And what if you say the other way? It's the shliach's fault. So then it's a little more open. It's his fault. But if he always does it, you know, it's nothing nothing new. But again, if it's not nitan l'shlichus, then again you'd say the shlichus is batal. There is a discussion, which we'll talk about later, in the Mishnah L'Melech, in the second parak of Roseach. What about aveiras d'rabanan? Is there any difference between aveira d'arais and aveira d'rabanan? I tell somebody to do an aveira d'rabanan. Is there shlichus l'dvar aveira? So according to the first two approaches, probably doesn't make a difference, because I didn't think you would do it. You don't do Averis Durabatan either. It's your fault. So your fault to do an Averis Durabatan either. But here, what about the third option? It's not Nitan L'Shlichus. Maybe one could suggest, there's a suffix in the Mishnah L'Melech about it, so you have to explain the other side. So maybe one could suggest that by an Averis Durabatan, that is Midaraisa Nitan L'Shlichus. It can't be given over to Shlichus. Again, maybe not, but if you have to have another side, maybe you could suggest that that's what happens by an Aveira Midurabanan. So those are a couple of nafkamina between Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, what the Svaras are. Okay?
Does this have an impact on the discussion of whether Zechiyah and Shlichus are from the same?
Would that have an impact on Zechiyah and Shlichus? Meaning if you say it's more of a Zechiyah, so then Aveira obviously cannot be a Zechus for the person.
Right.
Right, Moshe Eked, if you say it's separate ideas, then maybe, right, maybe the further it is away from Zechiyah, the more you might say it's possible. It's possible to have an Aveira transfer. As we're going to see, there are a couple of exceptions. there are a couple of cases where averus do transfer. Yeah.
In the case of the shliach, always doing it, therefore, it's not, the person who's doing it always, the person who you're asking to do the avera always does it.
He always does the avera.
There's no shlichus. So in the case of, let's say, before Shabbos, you give a package to a cab driver. To deliver something, if you know
the cab driver is going to be driving on Shabbos anyway, but again, it also touches on lifnei iver issues when you do that type of option. And also lifnei iver, which the Ritva brings up a little bit in our sugya, but we'll see at the end if we have time to discuss lifnei iver. Maybe we'll come back. Okay, but the Gemara got into ein shliach l'dvar aveira. There is no shliach for a dvar aveira, and the Gemara said, what do you do about the case of Me'ila, where we have the source from Me'ila, which seems to say there is. I give something to a shliach, and I tell him to go buy me a challah, and the money happens to be hektish money, so it says if he follows what I asked him to do, the mishaleach is moel. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. The Gemara says Me'ila is an exception. Me'ila is an exception. Why don't you learn from Me'ila? Because there are two exceptions, Me'ila and shlichus yad. Shlichus yad, if I'm a shomer and I use the item, that also is an exception. Meaning, if I use the item, or if I ask my shliach to use the item, I the shomer, am also chayiv. So Gemara says, about 10 lines up from the bottom, and because you have two psukim that are teaching me the same thing, you don't learn from there. Me'ila hata amran, where's the source for Me'ila? We just said it. Me'ila is ein shlich der aveira. Shlichus yad mahi. What about shlichus yad? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, I'll call dvar pesha on any negligence. Beishamai omrim l'chayv ala machshava kamaisa. Beishamai says that even if you think about being sholeach boyad, you decide to be sholeach boyad, you're obligated just as if you were shalech boyad. What does it mean obligated? It means that that second, you are now chayiv in onsen. You're not chayiv in onsen. But that's the difference. If I'm shomer chinam, shomer sachar, I'm chayiv in pshia, negligence, I'm chayiv in gevav avedim, I'm not chayiv in onsen. If an earthquake happens, I'm not responsible. If I'm a shoel, I'm chayiv for an earthquake. Because a shoel is a quasi-owner, and therefore a shoel is chayiv in onsen. So the second, though, I'm shalech boyad, I'm considered a ganav, and I'm chayiv ba-onsen. So Beis Shammai says, once the decision is made, machshava. The Rashi here says, maybe it doesn't only mean machshava, maybe it means dibur. You don't have to actually do it, but it says dibur. In a number of places throughout Shas, Rashi and Tosfos argue whether a case of machshava is pure machshava, or it means even dibur. They talk about it by pigle. A pigle also, is it a pure machshava, or is it, we mentioned yesterday, or dibur. But either way, Beis Shammai says, just the decision, the machshava, or the deeper. Beisela says, no, until you're actually shalech boyad, you are not responsible for onsen. You have to actually be shalech boyad. But Beishamai says, doesn't it say on any dvar pesha? Shouldn't that include even machshavas? / dibur. Amar lem Beisela Beishamai. Beisela says back. Valo nomar im lo shalach yadubim lachas re'eyu. It says it twice. That's including actual shlichus yad. Amar Beishamai lebeisela lemkein called v'rapeshal amali. So what is that extra pasuk including? Sheyachol. So this is what Beisela answers. Ein li elohu. I know if he is shalach boyad, he's obligated in onsen now. Amar la'avdo l'shlucha minayim. But how do I know if he sends it to his servant, if he sends his servant or his shliach to be shaleach boyad, how do I know also in that case, he is chayv in otzin, tamalomar, I'll call dvar pesha. So Beisilo says, shlichus yad is also an example where I could do it through a shliach, and I, the mishaleach, are responsible. So hanichal Beis Shammai. So, back to our question. The Gemara reiterates, according to Beis Hanichal Beis Hillel, it's according to Beis Hillel, what, that you have two examples of a cases of shlichus dvar aveira, and therefore you cannot learn from them. Because the shnei ksuvin abank echad, there's me'ila, and there's shlichus yad. According to Beis Shammai, who says, no, shlichus yad, the pasuk teaches me that it's even b'machshava, not even through a shliach. So according to Beis Shammai, we're back to the question, nelef minei, why don't you learn from there to all of Torah that yei shlichus adver aveira? So the Gemara is going to answer that there's another exception. There's another exception. Mishum davi mila, tficho umachira, shneksu unamonka echad. Tficho umachira, if I steal an animal and then I shech the animal. Then I'm chayav dalad v'hei. So not only am I chayav dalad v'hei if I shech the animal, even if I get somebody else to shech the animal for me, right? Or get somebody else to sell the animal for me. I, the sender, is still going to be chayav dalad v'hei. Choshnei, suvin abank echad, ein melandin. So even Beis Shammai could say that. Okay. If you look in the Rambam says in Hilchas Me'ila, Did I put this here? Yeah. Rambam says in Hilchos Me'ila that we always say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira except for Me'ila. That's what she says in Rambam. Perek Zayin Al Chabez of Hilchos Me'ila. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira except for Me'ila. So, it's not what our Gemara says. V'chol Torah Kula Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira El Be'ila Levada Shlo Yis'arif Ima Yisar Acher. Right, so what about our Gemara? Shlichus Yad. What about our Gemara? Tficho Mechira. So what exactly is meant by the Rambam that only only Me'ila. Me'ila is the only exception to Shlich to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So there is a Maharit. The Maharit quoted by the Ksos and Sim and Reish Sadek Beis. The Maharit suggests that maybe Me'ila is the only true case of Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, where you do an Aveira and I get the sin. Why? Because by Shlichus Yad, or by Tvicha Mechira, we have to define the Aveira a little differently. The Aveira by Shechting is not that if I Shecht. The Aveira is, if this animal is Shechted, I'm Chayav Dala Vehei. If I have anything to do with this animal being Shechted, I'm Chayav Dala Vehei. So I could use my hand to Shecht, I could use my Shlich to Shecht. But that's not called an Aveira that you're doing that I'm getting an Aveira for. It's just two different ways to do this Aveira. The Torah isn't Machayev A and not B. So that's why that's not a true case of Shlichus Dvar Aveira, where you're doing it and I'm responsible. It's my Aveira and I can do it in two ways, with my hand or with you. And the same thing with Shlichus Yad. The issue of Shlichus Yad is the using of somebody else's object. It's not that I can't use it, and that if you use it, it's your Aveira, but I'm responsible. Only by Me'ila, the Isser is for a man to benefit from an object belonging to Hektish. So that's the only true case where you're getting benefit, and I am getting the Aveira. That's the Maharit. That's the Maharit. And that's what the Ksos discusses there in Reish Tzadik Beis, goes back and forth, expanding on the Maharit. That's one example. The Or Sameach says it a little differently. The Or Sameach says, by Tvichin Mechira and Shlichus Yad, they're not really objective Averos. Why? Because Shechting is usually not an Aveira, and using an item is usually not an Aveira. It's only an Aveira because of the context, because of who I am. I'm a Shomer, and therefore, if I'm Shaleach Boyad, says the Or Sameach, says in Hilchos Geneva, then I'm going to be responsible. If I'm a Ganuf, and I Shechted, so that makes it an Aveira. It's a subjective Aveira, so they're not really objective Aveiras. So by Tvichin Mechira and Shlichus Yad, it's really my Aveira, because I created the context. I, the Mishaleach. It's only a problem because of who I am. By Me'ila, it's totally your Aveira, and it's being transferred to me. Nothing to do with what context I created. That's why it's only, Me'ila is the only true and pure case that the Rama mentions of Shlichus Dvar Aveira. Again, those are two answers, one by the Ma'arit, and one by the Or Sameach, in Hilchos Geneva.
So what do you do with that Gemara?
What do you do with the Gemara? So the Gemara is still problematic. The Rambam probably reads the Gemara, and then after the Gemara, he thinks about it and says, okay, these are the cases the Gemara says, physically, the Shlichus Dvar Aveira, but in Lomdis, two out of the three aren't really true cases of Shlichus Dvar Aveira. This is another proof that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is not just interested in writing a book, Halacha L'Maisa, but he's interested in giving us conceptual categories and messages about the Halacha as well. Right, he takes the Gemara, and how do you read it into the Gemara? It's impossible. So you have to say that the Rambam takes it and then does with it based on his conceptual understanding.
So he would paskin against...
No, there's no difference in paskining. No, there's no difference in paskining. There's no difference in paskining. He would say, who would have to pay the dal v'hei? That's what you're asking. Yeah. Who would have to pay the dal v'hei? I don't think he would argue with that. I don't think you would argue with that the Mishaleach still responds with the Chayim Chayit Al-Vahe. I think it's a category. It's not a pure case of Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. There's a big discussion in Me'ila. Again, I just allude to it now. Reb Chaim, Reb Yosef Engel, about the connection between Me'ila and Geneva. How much is Me'ila a stealing from the Beis HaMikdash? How much is it a case of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash? What is the Iker of Me'ila? That is a discussion that we've had and hopefully we'll have again at some point soon. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says on top of Mem Gimel, that we know that Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira now, according to Beis Shammai, are the two cases where we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, so you don't learn from them. Third line, Me'ila Hada'amra, so again, we quoted already the sources for Me'ila, Tvicha Mechira Mayhi, what's the case of Tvicha and Mechira? Where's the source that even that is Chayev B'Dvar Aveira? I'll mark three possibilities. V'Tvacha O'Mecharo, Pasuk says, you shecht it or you sell it. Ma mechira ayde acher, afach tivich ayde acher. Just like when you sell it, it's with somebody else. You sell it to somebody else. Somebody else always has to be involved. Af tvicha al yidei acher. So to shechting is even through somebody else. We'll get back to that one in a minute. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana, O l'rabos is a shliach. The word O includes a shliach. To be Chizkiya Tana, tachas l'rabos is a shliach. The word tachas in the pasuk, right? Tachas asher, tachas aseh, includes a shliach. What does Rashi here say? On mechira al yidei acher, second Rashi, eina miskayemes ela al yidei acher. Right, you can't sell without another person. Haganav mocher v'alokeach lokeach. The ganav sells and the buyer buys. So to mechira can be is an acher atvichai de acher. Ask the shot shitul no delami. Ask the other rishon van Rashi. How do we know from Rashi that selling it through an agent is chayev dalav vehe? Right, we're trying to prove that tvich and mechira. If you do it through a shliach, then that's chayev the mishalayach. So what does Rashi say? You know it just like mechira is always through somebody else. So to tvicha. You could do through a shliach. But the mechira through somebody else is always the buyer and the seller. Is that really a shliach? It's not really comparable cases. You got really comparable cases. So it's unclear exactly what Rashi means. Because after all, in the case of mechira, the guy is doing it himself. So what, somebody else is involved. The guy is selling it. So says the stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, Simon Chav Zayin, you know what you see from this Rashi? When you have a transaction, who's the ikker player in a transaction? Who's the one who's really doing the transaction? The buyer. Halachically, yes, obviously there's a seller and a buyer, there's a das acharis makneh, but says the Kilas Yaakov, according to understand Rashi, that the focus is acher, you have to say, v'nira l'chora d'nehi shaganav makneh, mikol mako maisa hakinyin halokeach ka'avid. The seller is involved in the buyer's action. She'ose meshicha o agba, u'b'maisa zu nigmar hakinyin, nimsa shachalosa mechira hufala al yidei acher. The hainu akone. That's what you have to say from Rashi, that the ikker player in a buying and selling is the buyer. Again, other pshatim given by the Rishonim what acher means, but that's Rashi and the stipler of the Kilas Yaakov. Weiter, Hanicha. This whole thing works if you say two psukim that come to tell you the same thing, you can't learn from them. And that's why you cannot generalize the principle of yesh shliach ledvar aveira elman damer melamdin. But there's an opinion out there that says you can. Michael Amar. So then what do you do? What do you say? Why don't you say yesh shlichus outside? The answer is the Gemara. No. There's a specific pasuk excluding yesh shliach. Goli rachmana b'shchutei chutz. The Torah reveals it by shchutei chutz, shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Dam yichashev l'ishahu dam shafach. It's amazingly graphic, the Torah is, by talking about shchutei chutz. It's like he killed somebody. Dam yichashev l'ishahu. It's like blood spilled by that man, dam shafach. So it says, ishahu, that man. Who v'lo shlucho. So he darshan, who, only he gets the credit, the negative credit for doing the aveira, and not his shliach. Not if his shliach does it. Ashkan gabi shchutei chutz, b'chol ha'torah kulam min alon. Fine, by shchutei chutz, you see a special limud, that, excluding a shliach, so how do you know it? B'chol ha'torah kula, by elsewhere, the yalaf mi shchutei chutz. You learn it from shchutei chutz. So my answer is, the yalaf mi shchutei chutz, de'laf bihanach. Shchutei chutz has a limud excluding a shliach. You have three other cases, or two other cases that have it, including a shliach, so why do you learn it from shchutei chutz, and you don't learn it from the other ones? So the Gemara says, no, hadar kaza v'chmana v'nichras ha'ishahu. Again, there's another hahu by shchutei chutz. That man will be cut off. Emenu inyan legufo, if you don't need it to teach me by its own context, because you already have a hahu there, taneu inyan l'chala tarakula. So you learn it for chala tarakula, and that teaches me everywhere, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. 1 minute, according to the opinion that you don't learn outside, you don't learn from two psukim. So hani ahu ahu ma darish behu. So what does he do with these ahus? We use these ahus according to the mandamar of Shnei Ksuvin melamdin. Therefore, you need this to teach me ancient lechler avera. But according to the mandamar, that you don't need it for that. So what do you darshim with the ahus? Chad lemuute shnei moksin v'sakin. Well, one of them to exclude, hahu, only he is chayav for shchutei chutz. But if two people hold a knife together and sheft an animal, sheft the carbon out to the base of Midrash, they will be pater. Shnayim she'asa'uhu, v'shochtin, that's not going to be chayiv. Similar to what we have by Shabbos, shnayim she'asa'uhu is not called a malacha. And also, v'chad, who, what's the other one for? Hu v'lo anus, hu v'lo shogik, hu v'lo muta. He, only he is chayav for shchutei chutz, but if he's ones, shogik, or muta, mistaken, so then we say, he is not going to be chayav for shchulei chutz. What are all these three cases? What's the case of anus, shogeg, and muta? What are all these three cases? So the Tosas Arosh here describes each one. He says anus means if Adam tell you that this animal is not a carbon. It's chulin, and then you go and check that it happens to be a carbon. It's an ones. Two Adam told you. Or two Adam, you have no other responsibility. Two Adam told you something, you have to believe it. That's an ones. Shogeg, you thought it was chulin. That's a shogeg. It was by mistake. Mute, kagon shehu savar shehu bifnim v'hu bachutz. You aren't sure what the borderline was for azara and not azara. So shchut echutz could be, shchut echutz doesn't mean not in the azara. The azara's nashim. Azara doesn't have the kedusha of azara. So you didn't know. You thought this was pnim and it ended up being chutz. So those are the three cases of what it means. In any of those cases, one is not chayev for shchut echutz. And that's what Hahu is teaching me.
What if they thought you were outside and you were inside?
What if you thought you were outside? That's shchita schulin bazara. They have the opposite of avera. You have shchut echutz and you have shchita schulin bazara. So both of those are averos. Shchut echutz is more and more chamor, as you can tell by the punishment. Okay. The idach, mihu ahu. The other one darshins these halachas from the extra lashon of hu and hahu. The idach, hu hahu lo darish. The other one darshins does not darshin the extra hu and hahu. Okay, let's continue. Bahadatani. We have a brisa. Ha'omer l'shlucho tzei harogas ha'nefesh. Reuben tells Shimon, go kill Levi. Hu chayev b'shocha pater. So, he, the killer, is actually chayev, and the mishalech, the sender, is pater. Shamai hazakein omer, mishum chagai hanavi. Chagai hanavi, one of the last neviim, chagai tzchai melachi, last three treyasar. So, shochav chayev. So, Shammai holds that the sender is chayev. Yesh shliach ledvar avera by murder. The sender is is chayev. Is the shliach pater? Unclear. Let's say he's also chayev. Let's say it as an also. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by David HaMelech, they say to David HaMelech, Oso harakta b'cher b'nei Amon. Him, Uriah, you killed by the sword of b'nei Amon. Did David kill Uriah? He sent them out to battle. He didn't kill Uriah. Osoha rak to b'cher b'nei Amon. Right? Yesh liach ledvar avera, says Shammai. You're responsible. You sent them out to battle. You told your general to put him on the front lines. So, yesh liach ledvar avera there. So, fine. That's the pasuk.
Why does he have to quote it in the name of Chagai Hanavi?
Why does he have to quote in the name of Chagai? Right? Kala omer davar b'shem amor, maybe gulu la'olam.
Do we find other
Nevi'im? Not so often. Not so often. It is unusual, but it's he's one of the Achikonis Gadola, one at the end. So my time is Shammai Azakin. What's the reason for Shammai Azakin? The Rishonim ask, what do you mean? We just quoted the Pasuk. That's his reason. We have to quote a reason for it. But we still go and say, what's the reason? Ksavar, give three options. Number one, Ksavar, Shtiksu in a bunk, Echon Malamdin. Either he says, you learn from two psukim that come to teach me, meaning you learn from Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira, one of those two psukim, and he does not have he doesn't darshan the limitation by Shchut Echutz, or V'yibayis Eimel Olam Darish, really he does darshan from other psukim. And Umay Chayiv, what does he mean Chayiv? Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. It means the Mishaleach is Chayiv B'dinei, Hashem will take care of you. Meaning the Bezek can't put you to death if you hire somebody to kill somebody else, but Hashem will take care of you. Wait, so the Tanakama who says that you're putter, that means you didn't do anything wrong, even b'dei shemayim. Hashem's not upset at you. According to the Tanakama, so Ella, no, Dina Rabba v'dina Zuta ikibinayu. No, the machlokas is whether Hashem's really mad or only a little bit mad. That's not what Shammai said. Shammai Azakin said Hashem's really mad. Dina Rabba. Dina Rabba you're going to get in Shemayim. The Tanakama says you're a putter, that means Dina Zuta ikibinayu. Right, but Rashi says, "Ba'onesh gadol," according to the Rebbe Shammai and according to the Tanakama, it's not kahorik atzmo elaka goreim. It's like a goreim, and therefore it's only dina zuta. So if you look at the Rambam when he quotes this halacha, Hilchas Rotzeach beis hasocher horeg la'arogas chaveiro. Somebody hires somebody to kill somebody. Osha shalach avadav argu, or you send your evit to kill somebody. Osha kafas chaveiro v'inuch lefnei ari, or you tied somebody up and you threw him into the lions. V'chayotzi bozev arakto v'chay, and the lion killed him. Meaning you basically caused somebody's death. V'chein ha'horegas atzmo. Or even Rechon al-San, somebody commits suicide. Kol echad me'elu shofech damimhu. V'avon hariga biyado. V'chayev misa l'shamayim. V'ein behen misas bezdin. Bezdin can't kill you unless you actually do the act of ritzicha. But all of these, says the Rambam, you are a shofech damim. The sin of Arika is in your hand. That's the Rambam interprets this Gemara. That's Dina Zuta. And Chayiv Misa B'Shamayim. Right, so it's interesting. Somebody who did commit suicide is Chayiv Misa. That's what Rambam says. I mean, you're going to... He's a... that's what Misa B'Shamayim. Up at Shamayim. So that's the cases. The Ritva here notes that all of the Rambam's cases are examples that he did an action. You didn't tell somebody. Rambam doesn't give that case. If you tell somebody. If you hired somebody. Socher. So what if you just told somebody? Would the Rambam say that's also in this category? Well, these examples that he gives is that you did a Misa. So the Ritva has that suffix, whether you actually have to do a an act. And this is where the suffix is in the Mishnah Lamelech about an Avera Durabanan. What about an Avera Durabanan?
What about the Talmud and Rav Misha Omen?
The what?
Divrei
Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Misha Omen. Right? So again, you have to know why these are exceptions. Why that svara? Remember, we started with the three svaras. Why one of those three svaras don't work in these examples? They have to work it out. Vibayisema, shiny hasam de gali rachmana osa harakta becher bnei amon. Or you say no, dafka here by murder the Torah was megala that David HaMelech is considered a murderer. So that's where Shammai says it. Shammai doesn't say it all over that yish lefiv aravera dafka by ritzicha. By because of the makar of David HaMelech. V'idach, the other opinion says no. V'hari l'chok k'cher b'nei amon. Nidarshin it the other way. This is going to be like you. This act of Uriah will be to you like the sword of Amon. Meaning what? Macher b'nei amon inatanen ashalav. Just like what happened with Amon, you're not going to be punished for. You're not going to be punished for it because you have a heter, you have an obligation and a responsibility to take care of the peace of the people. So macher b'nei amon inatanen ashalav. Av Uriah chiti inatanen ashalav. Right, so too, you're not going to be punished for Uriah. That's that opinion. Even though the whole second half of Shmuel Beis, David's paying for it. David's paying for it. But that's, again, there's the Abar Benel, I think, lists off four chata'im in the context of Uriah. Four chata'im in David's actions with Uriah. He sends him out, and Eish Ish, and four different Averis. So my timer, according to this Manda Amar, though, that David was not 100% at fault, so why not? Mo rid b'malchus have, because Uriah was a mor b'malchus. Because my master Yoav, because Uriah said, my master Yoav and all the servants of my master are on the field camping. So how is he more b'malchus in that pasuk? Right up there, second shelf. So different opinions. Rashi here says, what was the problem? Because he called Yoav Adoni, my master, in front of David HaMelech. When you're in front of the king, you don't call somebody else my master. That's the Morib Malchus. That was the rebelling against the king. Tosva says, come on, to that? Morib Malchus. So the top Tosva gives two other answers. First, he quotes Rabbeinu Meir, the father of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Rashi's son-in-law. Rabbeinu Meir, the father of Rabbeinu Tam, who says, no. Pashtus of the Psukim. David told Uriah to go home. Right? David told Uriah to go home. Because what? Well, remember the Psukim? David wanted to, quote-unquote, try to cover up what he did. He wanted Uriah to live with Bathsheba that night. So then, when the pregnancy happens, later on, they'll think it was Uriah. They didn't think it was David HaMelech. So David tells Uriah to go home. Uriah's like, the Bnei Yisrael are fighting? And I'm going to go home with my wife? Forget it. I'm going back to the battlefield. He refused to go home. Refused to go home to be with Bathsheba. That was the Morib Malchus. That's what Tosva says. And the third shot, says Tosfos, is that he put Yoav earlier in the pasuk before David. Adoni, it's the order. The order is crucial. Not just mentioning, but the order is crucial. We mentioned this in the parashas here a couple weeks ago when we said Malki Tzedek. He gives a bracha to Avraham Avinu and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chazal say that he lost the kahuna because of that. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Why? Because he put Avraham first. Put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Don't put Avraham first. And so we mentioned from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter says whenever you make a toast, you always have to first say the bracha, say shahakol, drink the l'chaim, and then say to these people. Because you always bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, and then you bless people. And that's why at a chuppah, the first song we sing down by the chuppah, when the chazan comes down, we sing Mi Adir, because that's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, the second song, we sing Mi Bon Siach, Hu Yivarach HaZachas V'Sakala, we get the people involved. Because we always first bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not people. The Meshach Chachmah in Parsha Shoftim on Pasuk of Lo Sasur, in a larger context, trying to explain a Shittas HaRambam, explains what's the idea of Morib Malchus. The Rambam compares it to Lo Sasur, listening to the Rabbanan. When the Rabbanan say something, and we have to listen to them, is that because inherently there's something valuable about the content of what they say? Says the Meshach HaChachma, there is some value, but the ikker point by listening to the Rabbanon is the fact that we listen to them, not the content of what they say. Because after all, let's say 100 years after the Rabbanon make a rule, and there's a greater bez than Mechachma Vaminyan, they could change the rule. They could change the rule. Right? Meaning, these laws are not eternal, inherent value. The ikker is to listen to them. To listen to them. That's the ikker of Lo Sasur. Not dafka what they say. It could be that they're wrong. But you know what? We have to listen to them. That's the rule. Masha'enki by Didim Daraisa. Didim Daraisa, it's the inherent eternal value of that law. That's the difference between Didim Daraisa and Didim Darabanan. And then the Meshech Chabad gives a mashal. He gives a mashal to the Rabbanan. He says, Mor b'malchus. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, right, was it a Din Daraisa that Uriah wasn't allowed to go home? That was that right, like Tosa says? And he's Chayiv Misa? Chayiv Misa? Or the other example he gives, Shimi ben Geira. Why, right, David HaMelech tells Shlomo HaMelech, kill Shimi after I die. Got to take care of Shimi. What does Shlomo say to him? Shimi, you go into that house over there. If you come out of the house, I'm going to kill you. Right? What? That's an Issa Daraisa to walk out of the house? So Shimi's in the house for 3 years. 3 years. Then finally goes out. He goes across the river. Shlomo says, I saw that. Right? And Shimi's fished. Right? So what? Is an Issa Daraisa to walk out of your house? No. But the point is, again, listening to the king and not so much the content of what the king says here. That's why here, that's what Tosva says. Tosva says, if he says that you have to go home, you have to listen. You have to listen to the king. That's the Morib Malchus. The Makar, by the way, is the first Berak in Yeshua. That's the makar for Morid B'malchus. That's Uriah. Again, we can spend a lot of time on Uriah and David HaMelech, but we will continue. Okay. The Meiri also says here, by Morid B'malchus, Shehishveh Kvod Acherim L'Kvod Malchus. He was Mashveh the Kavod. He put them both in the Pasuk. Put them both in the Pasuk. Yeah. Morid B'malchus usually directly kill them. Right here, it was somewhat more unclear. He did it in the what's it called? There was some of the Mefarshim on the Anavi, I don't remember which one, says maybe he couldn't kill him directly as a Morib Malchus because still it would have been terrible PR.
Right,
but he was going to marry the wife
right.
in a few days.
Right,
so it's even David Melach knew about PR. Okay, Amar Rava, second to last skinny line. Imtip Salamar Sover Shamish Tegzon Abon Kecha Malamdin V'Hahahu Lo Darish. Even if you want to say that Shammai holds that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and you expand it to other Aveiras, it's not limited to Ritzicha. Moda he admits in the following case. But Omer L'Shlucho Tzei Bol Asa Erva V'Achol Asa Chelev. If I tell somebody go be Megala Arias, go eat Treif. In that case, the Aveira does not transfer. The one who did it gets the Aveira. Why? If there is hana'a, physical hana'a involved in the Aveira, so then that doesn't transfer. The one who got the hana'a gets the Aveira. Right? This is similar to, we have the case of Meseches Krisos. Misasek b'chalavim v'arayis chayiv. Usually the concept of misasek is I'm doing something, I don't even realize I'm doing an Aveira. I carry something in the street, I have something in my pocket, and I walk out without an Erev. I don't even realize I'm doing the Aveira, it's called misasek. Right? But there are two types of misasek, says the Gemara, that you're chayiv. If b'chalav and b'arayas, right, in shreif and in arayas, if there's hana involved, that you can't get out of that. That's called your act. That's called your act. Asks Tosvos, shalo, v'im tamar v'ikim me'ila, what about me'ila? Meila. What if somebody in Amar Gizbar Lushliach Achol Kikar Zushalakdish? Let's say the Gabbai of the Beis Hamikdash says, "Could you eat this? Could you eat this, please?" And the Shliach is going to eat it. And what did we just say? By Meila, it goes back. So the Shliach is eating the cookie, and I, the Mishaleach, I'm getting the Aveira. Says Tosas, no, you don't understand. The second that the person picked up the cookie, that's when the Aveira took place. Before he ate it. The second that he picked up the cookie, he's already responsible. Right, this has to do with what I alluded to before. How much is Mi'ila a Gneva? How much is it Hana'a? So this Tosfos focuses on the Hagba, just picking it up, lifting it out of the case, the Rishus of the Hektish is already enough. This has to do with, this Tosfos is important for an interesting sugya. Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix in Hilchas Schirus, Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Let's say I invite you over for Shabbos. And I put food on your plate. And you put a fork into the meatball. You lift up the meatball. You're about to put it into your mouth. Stop time. Whose meatball is it right now? Who owns the meatball? If I give you food in my house, and then you're about to eat it, and you lift it up, whose meatball is it at this moment? So the Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix about it. And he quotes a Machlokas Harishonim. Machlokas Rishonim. He says, sounds like from this Tosfos that it belongs to the guest. Right? Because the second that you do the Hagbah on it, it's finished. It's owned by the guest. What's the difference? Who cares? Rama and Ezer in Chav Ches Yud Zayin. Orech sheyoshev etzel balabayis v'notel chelko v'kiddish bo havi mikudasha. Says the Rama, let's say I'm at your house. I'm about to eat meatballs. I take the meatball in my house, I put it on my fork, and then I go to the other female single guest next to me. Hari amukudasha sleep in meatball zuk that's Moshe v'Yisrael. And I give it to her. Is it mine or not? That's always the litmus test. Right? Could you be mikadish a woman with it? So if I give food to the guest, whose food is it? Whose food is it? The Rama says, marriage. It works. Says the Chacham Shlomo, and that Gemara of Shlomo Kluger. Maybe there's a chilek. Why? Dehechi da'achal ha'orech kedei savo. Let's say the orech already ate his fill, and now he's going for more. He's going for triples. So, oz ha'moser chozer l'bal abayis. It's owned by the host. Come on. De'yesh la'umdena de'lo hikna lo rak kedei achilaso. I gave you your portion. I'm going to give you the whole meal? No, but in tzimtzim below acha kadei savo. But if a normal portion is four meatballs and I only ate two because I know I want to use two to marry this girl next to me, and then v'hayyachol lechol od, I could eat more, but I stop myself and I use what should be coming to me to marry. So then says the Chacham Shlomo. Then I can understand ze chiluk nachol nufiyane esdaiti beezras Hashem yisbarach. Right. So that's the case. Then the Be'er Hetev says, what if you take it to marry the daughter of the Baal Hasuda? Does that make a difference? But if you're going to marry her, so maybe he was mocking it to you in order to marry his own daughter. So again, that's a big discussion that comes out of this Tosfos. Okay, yeah. Yichud Eidim we're doing. Gotta listen later. Yichud Eidim, right now. Yeah.
There's someone who goes to a chasana. So there's a caterer who puts a 7-up bottle.
It comes up, right. Let me.
And he takes it, and a guy, and the patron.
It covers, exactly. That's the case, right. Right, exactly. Let's say somebody had a wedding. I know that came up in the postkim. Happened in the postkim. Somebody had a bottle cap by a wedding. You open the bottle cap, you want $1 million. Does it belong to the caterer? Does it belong to him?
Or the
Baal Simcha. Right, it's a big question in the postkim. Gotta ask, right, this is part of it, right, this is part of it. This is part of it. Okay, Viter, everything's in Torah. Itmar, Rav Amr Shliach Nasei, the Be'er of Shela Amr Ein Shliach Nasei. If there's a Shliach for something, a Shliach to do a marriage, could the Shliach also function as an aid, as a witness that the marriage occurred? Can he wear two hats? Machlokas. My time at the Be'er of Shela, why does Rav Shela say that he can be an aid? Ilam Mishim Delo Amrlei. No, I'm sorry, that he cannot be an aid. Ilam Mishim Delo Amrlei Havi Le'aid. Is it because that the person, the Mishlech, didn't say, be my aid also? Is that it? Elamayata, but then what are you going to say? Kidashisha bifnei shnayim. If you marry a woman in front of two eidim, below amar lamatemi dai, and you didn't say be my eidim, how can I be delavi kidushe? You're going to say that doesn't work. Of course that works. You don't have to be miyachid eidim. Two witnesses are watching, and you do the marriage. That's it. You're married. We'll get back to that soon. Ela Rav amar shliach nasa eid. This is what the machlokes is about. Rav says a shliach can be an aid. Why alu mekama alimna lamilse? Because he's just strengthening his position. He did it, so of course he could be the aid. To be Rav Shela, Amri ain shliach nasa aid. No, he cannot be an aid. Kivin damar mar shlucha shaladim kamoso. Since we paskin a shliach of a person is like himself, havi le kagufe. It's like the Baal Dover himself, and therefore he cannot be an aid. This machlokas is in any discussion of shlichus. This is the first machlokas quoted. You look in Rabbi Yosef Engel, Simon Aleph in Lekach Tov, his Chakira. How do you look at shlichus? How independent is the shliach and the mishaleach? How much do they cross over? What type of person? The first thing they quote, Kedushin Mem Gimel, and the machlokas here, whether shliach nasa'id or not, what are they arguing about? How do you look at shlichus? Does the shliach step into the shoes of the mishaleach? Then of course he can't be an aid. Just like the chasen can't be an aid. Or do you say, no, they're still independents? So that is very much discussed machlokas. There's what to talk about here, but let's first finish. I say to three people, go marry me a woman. Echad shliach v'shnayim eidim divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, one of them is a shliach and two of them are eidim. Beis Hillel omrim, kulam shluchim hein. No, they're all shluchim, ve'ein shliach nasa eid. And that's it. None of them can be an aid. So akan lo plik yele b'shlosha. The machlokas is by three. Ela b'shnayim divrei akol lo. But if there was only two, then everybody would agree it would not work. So how could there be a machlokas? So hu damar ki aitan. I know there's another opinion. Tatani, Reb Nasan Omer, Beis Shammai omrim shliach ve'eid echad. Beis Shammai says, no, a shliach and one eid is good enough. because shliach nasa eid. Ubeisil omer shliach v'shnei eidim. No, ain't shliach nasa eid. You need a shliach separate from the two eidim. V'rav ke beishamai. If you line up the sheet, this Rav is going to be following beishamai. Eifach switch him. So Rav is not like beishamai. V'rav ha-brei d'rava, masti yifcha. He switched the first case. Rav amar ain't shliach nasa eid, and therefore he's like beis hillel. To be Rav Shela amri, shliach nasa eid. Shliach can be an eid. The hilchasa, the halach is shliach nasa eid. A shliach can be an eid. Amar Rav, amar Rav Nachman. Amar l'shnayim suva kachuli asaisha. You tell two people, go marry me a woman. Hein hein shluchav, hein hein edav. The same people can be a shliach and an aid. V'chein v'gerishin, so too by gerishin, not just by marriage. V'chein b'dine mamanis. And also by dine mamanis, we say the same thing. Let's just do the next three lines, and then we'll go back for a minute. Fitzricha, why do you need to tell me shliach nasa aid by all these contexts? Why don't you just say it by one and we would know it by the others? If you only had it by Kiddushin, there we would trust them to be Edim because, look, it's bad for them. There's one less woman on the market. So we trust them. Why would they lie in this case? But by Gershin, maybe they want to marry her. And that's where they're testifying that she's divorced. And if you only had it by Gershin, and if you had it by Gershin, we would say, a woman can't be married to two people, so if two people are testifying, obviously they're telling the truth. Ava mamona, but by in case of dini mamonis, ema hani miflegi palgi. Maybe they're in cahoots and they're going to split the money. Srichi, that's why you need shliach nasa eid by all three contexts. So our Gemara on Amud Aleph said clearly that you don't have to be miyached your eidim. So the Ritva is the main source in this on this Gemara. The Ritva says this is only where there are no krovim and psulim at the marriage. But if there are krovim and psulim at the marriage, then meaning relatives and other people who are pasul eidus, then you for sure have to appoint eidim. Why? Because of the principle of nimsa echad karva pasul dusam betela. If you have a whole group of people, one of them is a problem, they're all problematic. And even though in other contexts, says the Ritva, are you called an eid? Only when you come to testify. By gittin and kiddushin, because these are what we call eidei kiyum, not eidei birur, they create the process by being there, they're called Eidim already at the moment of the Maisa. And therefore, since by every wedding, we have relatives right under the chuppah. So according to the Ritva, me'ikr hadin, you have to appoint witnesses. That's what the Ritva says. You have to appoint the witnesses. That's the Ritva here.
Who's the
chassan says, you are my witnesses. Or the Masada Kedushin might do it for him and say, are these your witnesses? Are these your witnesses? The Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch does not quote that you need this, does not quote this Ritva. It's not quote the Ritva, right? It just quotes that you have to, the Edom have to see the act. The Pesachei Tshuva, the other Achronim, quotes this idea of the Ritva that you should be Miyachid the Edom. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it's a good idea to be Miyachid the Edom for three reasons. Number one, because most people at the if you don't appoint specific people, so then people are going to be focusing on the orchestra, and they're going to be focusing on the dresses, and the people walking down, and who is that, and they're not going to be focusing on the act of Kiddushin. Number one. They're not looking at the chassid and the kala. Number two, most people close by are the chassid, are the psulim and the krovim. Most people who are not related are sitting down behind, so they're not going to see. And number three, because of the ritva. So because of that, that's why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to call out, even if the chassid doesn't do it, the announcement itself, right? Rabbi so-and-so and so-and-so, you know, are the eidim kedushin? And when they come up, it's obvious. There are those who are generally the Masada Kedushin is makbid. Are these your eidim? Rav Soloveitchik was even more makbid. He said, you have to appoint them to the exclusion of all others. To the exclusion of all others. The famous line of the Rav and all his Talmidim. Right? Do you appoint these witnesses to the exclusion of all others? Appoint them. I appoint these witnesses to the exclusion of all others. Right? So that's only these two. You just got to be careful, because then, for sure, nobody else is good. All other Krovim Mpsulim. So some say, to exclusion of all Krovim Mpsulim. Either way, this is the Makar for the principle of Yichud Edim. There's a lot more to talk about. What's the relationship between Eide Biru and Eide Kiyum? But hopefully we'll have time for that at a later point. Let's just read a little more. Maika Savar. So 1 minute. What do we hold that these witnesses could turn around by Dini Mamanis and be, if these Shlichim could be Edim? Ika Savar Hamalach Haver Be'edim Zarach Lafar Be'edim. If we hold that if you lend somebody in front of witnesses, that you have to pay back that money. The borrower has to pay back in front of witnesses. So Hani Nogan Be'edus Ninu. So why should these people be trusted? They're Nogeya Be'edus. What does that mean? De'i Ami Lo Parane. If they say, we did not pay the Malve back, Amrlahu Paruni, they'll have to pay because they had to do it in front of witnesses. And if they don't have witnesses, they're going to have to pay. So there's a reason that they will lie. So why do we allow them to be Edim? So Ela Olam Ksavar Malach Avachavir Be'edim Ein Tzarach Lefar Be'edim. It must be that this opinion is holding that if you lend somebody even with witnesses, you do not have to pay back with witnesses. And since you could say, they could say, these witnesses could say just as easily, we gave the money back to the Lova, we say that they could, they're able to say, we also gave it to the Malva, based on a Mik. But ends the Gemara, Vahasha, the Tikkun Rabban, and Shuas Hesis, but now that we have the institution of Shuas Hesis means, Mida Oraisa, there are three types of Shuas, Nishba, the Niftar, Shuas Eid Echad, Shuas Ashomrim, and Shuas Modi Vemiksas. Mida Rabbanan, there are a lot of Shuas of Nishba Venotel, you swear and you take something. Then the Rabbana made a third type of shvuah called the shvuah hasis. Even if I deny everything, I'm chayiv a shvuah nishba v'niftar. Usually, mida arayt, there's no such shvuah. No such shvuah, mida araysa. Mida araysa, there's nishba v'niftar. Mida Rabbana, there's no nishba v'niftar. Only if you're moda on some of it, do you swear. Not if you deny everything. Shvuah hasis, even if you deny everything, Chazal instituted shvuah hasis. A lot to talk about by shvuah hasis, but let's just leave it at that. Now that Chazal instituted shvuah hasis, that you swear even if you deny everything, so mishtavi hani edim, then these edim are going to have to swear. D'yavin alei, that they gave, paid back the malve, or mishtava malve to lo shakalei, and the malve is going to swear that he didn't get anything, or parli lova la malve, and the lova is going to be stuck, and he's going to have to pay the malve. Okay, that's the discussion of shvuah hasis. Okay, the next gemara is something totally new, and it goes with the next amud, so we'll stop here by the two dots.